What do you want to do? What are we doing?
We're going
What do you want to do, Ross?
I put together this little segment by a reputable news source by the name of Love in Dubai. You may know those guys.
Oh, I love Love in Dubai.
We're going to have a little theme this week called Lost and Found. Three stories about lost and found items, and I'd like to introduce our next star on the Chris Fade Show. Her name is Casey Fitzgerald. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a great intro. That was a really
well done. Thank you.
I thought that was good.
All right, I'm just going to go on my computer
Case,
now.
How are you? Welcome. Love in Dubai. Follow them at Love in Dubai. That's L-O-V-I-N Dubai.
Very proud of your spelling there.
I'm getting... Nah, there's imitators going on. There's some person
Loving with a G.
Yeah.
Please. We're without the G, all right?
No, okay. Listen, you guys, you put out some great articles every week, and we basically get you in to talk about the biggest trending things that's happening in the UAE, and it's lost and found. What have we lost? What have we found?
Okay, well, the first one, I wouldn't really call an item, because a father actually lost his son at Dubai Mall.
Oh, no.
But here, what happened is he was with eight kids, he had lots of shopping bags, and he left the mall.
He was with eight kids?
He had eight kids.
This is Home Alone.
He had a nanny. This is Dubai.
Yeah.
But he left in his car and got into a little accident on a curb. Luckily, Dubai police were nearby. They were able to help him.
Right.
And then in the commotion, he realized that his son was missing.
This is
his
Home Alone.
His heart must have sank. Yeah, it is Home Alone.
This is Home Alone.
He's probably flustered, the poor fella, carrying like all the shopping, eight kids.
How old was the kid, do you know?
I think eight.
Okay.
Don't quote
eight?
Me
that. Wow. But like, what a place to get lost.
But they found, they reunited or?
So, after the accident, the police escorted him back to the Dubai Mall, where he was immediately reunited.
Aww.
But the reaction is a little bit bad against the dad, but I kind of understand it. I mean, it's a lot of kids.
I mean, I want to say, like, yeah, you got eight kids and you're at the mall. I understand.
It's commotion.
But you do the checklist. I don't know. Maybe not. It's a difficult one. Listen, the best thing about it is that the mall and the police got involved and they got the kids straight back to the dad.
Yeah.
All right, we lost a kid. We found him. Thank God for that.
Goodness.
What else did we lose and find?
So another one. So there was a Spanish tourist here on holiday, and she did the usual thing. She went on the desert safari.
As you do.
She said she had a great day, but in the middle of it, she misplaced her phone.
Aww.
Not sure what happened, but she reported it with the police, went home. And I think, as you do, you kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
And then just a couple of weeks later, a package arrived from Dubai police. And it had a phone and a little gift saying, sorry, you lost your phone.
That's amazing.
So
even
good.
Even like all her pictures and everything were like restored on the phone. She was so happy.
So hold on, Dubai police sent it to her with a gift as well. Not only the phone, they gave a little gift.
Yeah.
That's amazing. See, well done, Dubai police.
That is a UAE thing. I went to the UK, got two phones stolen from me. And when I went to the police, they looked at me and I swear, I said, mate, I've had two phones stolen from me. And I was under the Capital Radio. We're in
Leicester Square. Yeah.
This guy nicked two phones from me.
How?
He actually acted like he was disabled, this guy.
Oh, my word.
Asked me for money.
Wow.
I gave him money.
Wow.
So I gave him money, but as I was giving him the money, he held a piece of paper that said, I need money. That was his cover. And he took two phones off my table, right? And so when I went to the police around the corner, within 10 minutes, I realized my phones had been stolen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go to the police. I've had two phones stolen. He goes, was it a guy that was pretending to be disabled? I said, yeah, no chance, mate. You're not getting those back. And I said, well, what do I do? He goes, well, you know, you won't get them back, mate. I said, what, does this happen all the time? Yep. I said, you guys want to stop it? Oh, yeah, we've got guys out there, but it's pretty difficult. You guys should be more aware of what... I was like, oh, my gosh. Here in Dubai, we get your phone back and give you a gift.
Yes!
Yeah. Like, they retrieved the phone, found the owner, and sent it back to Spain. It's amazing.
It's just
amazing.
Well done. Lost and found, our final thing that we lost and we found.
Okay, well, this was a developing story. You're not going to believe it. It was over 60 days. There was a couple relocating to the UK.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they were bringing their little cats, Stinky and Cleo, with them
mm-hmm.
in Emirates Sky Cargo. But when they arrived in Gatwick, one of the cages was empty.
Oh, no.
So they searched the UK, put it on websites to no avail. Then they realized that the cat had never actually left Dubai.
Oh, no.
So the owner, Mr. Bailey, returned to Dubai, got in touch with Lovin, got in touch with media outlets. It was a big story. And 60 days later, 28 kilometers from Dubai airport, little Dinky was found.
Aww.
Very cute.
Aww.
So when's it, hold on, 28 kilometers from the airport.
So how did the cat get from the airport to...
It's a mystery. Mystery of Dinky.
It went back to the area that it lived in, or it went somewhere else, the cat?
I think it was trying to find... I don't know where they were from, but I think it was maybe trying to find where home was. It's a movie.
Yeah,
it
that is.
It is totally a movie.
Dinky.
And like the owner had returned and he put like a 5,000 dirham price on the head looking for the cat, anyone that had any information.
Oh, that's cute. Good on them for actually taking their pets back home. Oh, yeah. Like, if you get any animals, make sure you take them back home, please. Don't just leave them here for adoption. Mm. Casey Fitzgerald from Lovin, Dubai. If you want to hear more stories like that, they're very local. They're very now. Go check out Lovin, Dubai. That's LOVINDUBAI. I think we need a theme song for you guys. It should be like, Lovin, Dubai. I don't know. Like, it should be some cheesy 70s
Lovin
TV show.
Lovin, Dubai.
Da, 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 da.
There's a... Place! Do you know that's an actual song?
By Tom Jones. You sound like Tom Jones.
No, we need to play that song next. It's called for the end of the show.
It's called Love in Dubai.
It's an amazing song from like the 70s or 80s.
It's called Love in Dubai by Tom
Back
Jones.
Back in Dubai it's called.
I know this song.
It's very good.
Okay, all right, hang out. Casey, thank you so much and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Cool, thank you guys.
Check him out, Love in Dubai.